Welcome back. I am Buddy the Rat, and today we go back to where Camilla and I first met. This is Chapter 24, Coffee Again. I could go over the complete hours of sex had on the previous day, but there is just too much content to really go over. But I don't mind saying it. Camilla and I fucked like bunnies all day. We took breaks in between and talked before having more sex. I took the opportunity to come clean about Gary and Leto. I told her everything I could, and she listened with rapt attention. It was a lot to take in, and I was never quite sure if she believed any of it. There was always the possibility that drugs got involved, and I was apparently getting all C's on my report card. She asked if I was upset by this, and I told her I wasn't. Why would I? Life is an adventure. Other than watching old vampire movies on my phone, we did little more that day than just have a lot of sex. By 11 at night, we both decided to just sleep. Both of us had work the next day. We cuddled in bed together as the flashing neon lights outside gave my apartment its usual rhythm. I remember that we had never felt so close as we did that night. For brief moments through the early hours, we'd both wake up and kiss each other. It was so incredibly peaceful and warm. I wanted to be nowhere else than where I was, and I think she felt the same. Morning inevitably came, like a cranky boss. We got up early and said very little to each other at first. There was nothing wrong. We were just groggy as we both scrambled to get dressed with only half of our brains functioning properly. The first words came from Camilla. "Do you have time to get coffee with me before work?"
"Yeah, that sounds like a good idea." And so we went out for coffee. I was starting to like this place. It was simple, and the people there were nice. Also, it was the place I first met Camilla, so I had a pretty huge bias. We sat across from each other at a small table, sipping our caffeinated chocolate desserts and letting them do what they needed to do. Despite the fact that I had been absent from my job for a whole week, I kinda didn't want to go back. I just wanted to stay there with Camilla, just sipping coffee forever, or having more sex with her, whichever came first. She had been noticeably quiet. To be fair, so had I. I tried not to be worried, but I was stupid. I almost asked about it, but she beat me to it.
"Why are we so quiet?"
I don't know,
I said with my usual morning dialect. "I guess we are kind of hating having to go to our jobs."
"Yeah, that must be it,"
she nodded sadly.
"I think I am just worried you're going to disappear for another week, or forever."
"Why would I do that?"
I asked reasonably.
"I don't know. Foreign gay butt smugglers or something."
Complete silence. That was what happened when she said that. It was a complete and perfect silence that lasted exactly 4.5 seconds. This amazing silence was followed by my reply, which came in the form of a snort. This same snort was followed by a reciprocal snort by my bat companion.
Within another full second, we were both giggling like idiots.
"Where are they going to smuggle my butt to?" I asked between snickers.
"Wait, is it only your butt? Do they leave the rest of you behind?"
"Oh no, you'll only have half a rat left."
We laughed some more, trying to keep it down. There were several people in there that might have not enjoyed two random idiots talking about butt smuggling. Once we calmed down a little, I took a 90-degree turn and said, "I love you so much, Camilla. I'm so sorry for whatever it was that happened."
"I love you too,"
she returned.
"I'm sorry I keep giving you supernatural terrors to fuck."
The snickering returned again, this time for no particular reason. I think we just enjoyed each other. I said, "I don't really mind. I like adventure in our relationship." She pulled out her phone and placed it on the table.
"Want to trade again?"
"Already?"
I asked, placing mine down next to hers.
"Yeah, I trust you."
"You know, anything you choose for me is going to be crazy, right?"
"I know, but I'm going to try not to do that this time."
"Won't matter," I grinned.
"We'll see,"
she returned. We traded phones. We had only about 15 minutes to do this before we both had to go to our separate cars to work. No bus today. I thought it might be a good idea to find her something difficult and challenging. A femboy had been pretty easy, and Gus was apparently a nothing burger. I found a Clydesdale named Rodney that was into some hardcore bondage stuff. It was another huge dick situation, but I figured, why not? I sent him her profile and passed it back to her. She looked at it with a deep sigh. What a stud. Although he might split me in half.
Wimping out? I asked.
Nope. She passed my phone back to me. When I saw the profile she gave me, I had to roll my eyes.
Booker the Mouse. He looks like a fucking nerd.
Indeed, this mouse wore really large glasses and basically took an embarrassed picture of himself, as if he wasn't sure if he should even be doing this. Also, he had tried to contact me already. A cute mouse looking for a rat. I had just overlooked the message with all that had been happening lately. Camilla put forth,
"He's not a vampire."
I nodded and replied, "Nope, he sure isn't." Things felt uneven. I was giving her something difficult, while I was getting the easy one. Oh, how wrong this notion was.
That's all for today. Come back next time to see how things turn out. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.